You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. You are here. You have made it, so to you. This is where everything is on the line. What are you going to do? Are you going to come up big, come up strong, win it all? Or are you going to not do that?
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. You can speak.
Good morning.
Hello.
This is important stuff right here, because this championship, you hear the hardware, it's time to go ahead and defend this thing, go back to back on these clowns. You feel what I'm saying? So we're going to get that done this weekend. We're going to win a couple championships. We're going to direct deposit. You feel what I'm saying? And then we're going to get it popping like that. We're going to start off. We're going to finish 2017 with some W's. We're going to get some championships. The whole FNTSY family, we got hardware to pick up this week. So there you go right there. If you're still listening to that pay-for fantasy channel, you're probably not playing fantasy football right now, because a lot of the analysts they got over there don't know what the hell they're talking about. The chips get won on this side, that way. You smell what I'm saying? And you can tell anybody over there, fantasy executive said that.
I'm going to say this. We reached out, this program did, to Corey Parsons' opponent this morning.
Didn't want it.
He refused to come on our program.
Didn't want it.
He refused to face his maker. Corey Parson.
Didn't want it.
He didn't want it.
He didn't want it.
Couldn't do it.
Scared money don't make money.
Scared money don't. And whatever you want to say. You feel what I'm saying? I'm in all my splendor this morning. All of it. I'm going to get somebody from the restaurant to hold this belt for me today. Just to come in the studio and hold the belt.
At least it's that belt. All right. Corey.
yeah, because the other one to get me in trouble.
We reached out from Matt Modica to his opponents in his home league to come on the show. They refused to come talk. They're scared. And as Corey has told you so many times before, scared money don't make money. If you're scared to even come on the program and talk to your opponent like a grown man.
With a kickerless team.
With a kickerless, facing a team that doesn't have a kicker on it. That is not how you should go into a Sunday. That is not how you should.
Jared Weissman joined the program.
My opponent joined the program.
And you almost snatched his chain last night.
And I almost snatched his chain last night. Instead, we just ate chicken parm together.
I can see Greg snatching somebody's chain. Wait a minute, it didn't break. I'm just playing Mr. Sussman.
It's all right. We're all on the same team this weekend.
No, we definitely all on the same team. It's time to go bring
home
the hardware.
Shout out to the King. King of the GST.
The King crushing it. We are the King's side as well.
He's a fool, but yeah, I hope he wins.
Absolutely. And we're here for you. 844-843-6879. He's Mike Lyon. Wraps it all up in about a half hour. But until then, we have our headlines. We have either ors, and we get your questions. Line them up. We'll take your break, and we'll get to you right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We return with you on Roto Experts. Welcome back inside Studio 34. Corey Parson, Wall Street, Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Your call is coming up at 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Samaje Perine left practice yesterday with a groin injury.
Sam Perine.
There you go.
Sam Perine.
By the way, that's another guy. People thought we were going to win them championships this year.
Samaje Perine. Samaje Perine. That's not how you pronounce it. You know what I'm saying? Just call him Sam Perine. It's easy that way. Sam Perine. It's three syllables.
Anyway, so Samaje Perine injured his groin yesterday at practice. And while Coach Jay Green said, yes, it's a minor injury, there is
nothing minor about that.
There is a questionable, the status is questionable for this upcoming weekend, which means the next man up, after Washington lost Perine, Thompson, Kelly. Thompson's the reason why they knows that, by the way. Besides those three guys, Capri Bibbs.
Oh, that's another one of Scott's guys, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
you can't play Capri Bibbs. You can't.
He's the only guy.
That you're taking a big risk. Who did you lose? Who did you miss? That you got? Did Le'Veon Bell get suspended? Did something like that happen?
No.
There's no reason why in week 16 you should be fooling with Capri's son.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you got like an Alex Collins, a Kenyon Drake, or even a Deion Lewis.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, these are guys that
you pick those guys.
Maybe
up.
One of those three you were able to get.
You don't need a You don't need a whatchamacallit, a juice box.
Yeah, children's drink.
Yeah, children's drink. You know what I'm saying? You don't need a children's drink in your backfield.
All right, so no one's interested in Capri Bibbs. Caught a touchdown last week.
Yeah, no,
I don't care.
It's championship week.
Yeah, you're going to ride on a children's beverage.
You really like that Capri Sun joke, huh?
Capri Bibbs, Capri Sun.
I got children's beverage. Yeah, no,
Juice box.
Yeah, no, I got it.
You're a juice box. As an adult, a juice box is not fulfilling because you just take it, you know what I'm saying? You take it and you drink it and it's like, and it's all gone already. And then what happens is, you know, and then, you know, you're the lady, you know, the male, the your wife or whatever, she's like, stop drinking the kids' stuff. That's for the kids. That's not for you.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's for the kids' lunch tomorrow. That's not for you. That used to happen to me, Greg. It used to happen to me. I would drink the Capri Sun.
Would you eat the pizza Lunchable too?
No, I wouldn't eat the pizza. No, I knew I'd get in trouble for that. You know what I'm saying? But I eat the Capri Sun and then in the morning you hear Thomas C. slamming the refrigerator. Oh, I better hurry up and get out of here.
Larry Fitzgerald said yesterday he's still undecided about next year. We kind of alluded to that on the show yesterday, that even though he signed that 1 year extension, Larry Fitzgerald is no lock to return.
I get a lot of emails from pro flowers now, because I guess they want you to send people flowers for Christmas. I never sent flowers for Christmas before, well, for the holidays. Excuse me.
Well, what's the thing for Christmas? The plan. I can't think of it.
Oh, the poinsettia. Maybe that's what it is. They want. They mean they're trying to get. But who would I send the poinsettia to?
Kill dogs. So if you have dogs, be careful.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh boy, yeah, that's
all right. Let's get back to football.
You sound like the listeners. I didn't come here for this. I came here to listen to y'all talk about Jarvis Landry and the Standard.
Julio Jones says he's fine for week 16, as does Devin Funchess. Two big time wide receivers. Antonio Brown
is not fine.
Not fine. He can't stand up.
He can barely even make it
barely
right now.
Up.
Funch is playing, right? No, I don't need Funchess this week.
He is playing, though.
Well, what's the best way to spread Christmas cheer? Julio touchdown. Julio Jones catching touchdown.
I agree. You see, we don't want to get thrown out. We don't want to score touchdowns.
No. I want to see somebody exit that game.
I think Julio's going to.
I think Mark Ingram would be a good candidate.
Oh, whoa.
Or Marshawn Lattimore has
no, that. That's going to be a battle down there because, you know, you got New Orleans and Atlanta. That's a big-time NFL rivalry.
Minus Ken Crowley.
Yeah,
that's
uh-huh.
A huge buck.
I thought I read somewhere that they was going to have extra security at the stadium.
Are you making that up?
No, I think that I might have dreamed that, though. I had some weird dreams last night. This dude, he got on a tank top. Where did he come from? Oh, he must be coming from the gym.
Corey's engaged on your championship.
He can't come from outside like that in New York City with a tank. Yeah, what is he doing?
Kerwin Williams remained out of practice for Arizona. Elijah Penny, anybody? Uh-huh. No,
not doing that.
No.
Okay. No DeSean Jackson at Tampa practice, which is you know.
It's not a good look. IR picked up Kendall Wright. He's been getting a lot of targets the past couple weeks. So Kendall Wright's going in my lineup in lieu of DeSean Jackson. I chose him over Keelan Cole.
Does it have to be a wide receiver? It could be a flex. Is it a flex or a wide receiver spot?
It had to be a. It could be a flex.
So okay.
The running backs that I wasn't.
So hold on. Let me be for real about
that's
this.
Not a bad idea.
Would you rather start Kendall Wright or Capri Bibbs?
I'm starting Kendall Wright over Capri Bibbs. I'm not doing the juice box. I'm not doing it, Greg. I'm not. You can't talk me into it.
I'm starting Theo Riddick over both of those guys.
So Theo Riddick's an interesting one because Theo Riddick for Detroit. There's potential that Vontaze Burfict is back. And we know that defense changes when Burfict comes back. Riddick was benched in that last game, came back, hurt his wrist, left the game, practiced in full. He's fine. But aren't you concerned about him being benched last week?
I am concerned that he didn't see the field in the second half. But the matchup, I really like. The Bengals give it up to the running back, believe it or not. And I'm looking at what Jerick McKinnon did last week versus Bengals team. I know if Vontaze comes back, but is Vontaze even going to be 100%? I don't know. I just got a feeling with Riddick. It's probably like outside of the running back too. But, you know, if you're talking about guys like Capri Bibbs and stuff like that, you know, he has in PPR, he does have appeal this week.
Would you rather start this week, where was it, Theo Riddick or Isaiah Crowell?
That's a good call.
That is a tough one.
Because I think the Crow Show been playing better.
Yeah,
you know that,
yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
He's been ripping off some yardage.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's not act like that was a total flop.
I was just saying, there's a question I have.
I'm sensitive about the.
you are. Even when I'm not, what is going on?
It's like a little fly right there. Be careful.
I killed one of them already this morning.
They must be coming out of Ted Finn's swamp.
Ted Finn, swamp thing too.
Yeah. A hand going to jump out that joint one day and going to snatch Mr. Sussman and drag him right down in there. And then we're going to have to bring Scott back. my bad, Greg. What were we talking about?
I asked you Isaiah Crowell versus Theo Riddick.
The pass-catching ability of Riddick, and not to mention the fact he could finish off at the goal line, gives me a little bit more hope in Theo Riddick. And I just don't like the fact that Kaiser gets those one-yard touchdown plunges that should go to Isaiah Crowell. One thing and one play I am starting this week in my flex is it's DJJ. I'm going Duke Johnson Jr. in the championship round.
Huh, that's interesting.
My running backs is Gurley, DJJ, and Kenyon Drake. How's that sound?
The first and the third one sound good.
Yeah, but in a PPR, I mean, Duke Johnson does have PPR.
That's true. By the way, Isaiah Crowell on the season, just 2 touchdowns, which has been a disaster.
That's the problem with Crowell.
Kaiser is the fantasy kryptonite for the Browns.
For multiple
reasons. Except for Duke Johnson. He pretty much sunk
everybody. Duke Johnson, like, bring him back. Everybody else is like, no, get rid of him.
So you,
I think Josh Gordon is like, all right, I got to get out of here because they ain't got no quarterback.
So you would say Riddick over Crowell then?
I would probably go that route because I just don't know the amount of touches that Crowell is going to get. And as Corey stated, is he going to get that one-yard touchdown one? Probably not.
Okay, so there you go. Devontae Adams was officially ruled out for Saturday night.
That's good for him.
It's a nice job by the Packers and whoever makes these decisions, the independent neurologist or whatever. It's a good job by them.
Look, if you're not going to play Aaron Rodgers and even entertaining the thought of playing Devontae Adams, even if he says, I want to play, you have all these rules in place and all this stuff. So, CTE.
Devontae Adams is out, but Tevin Coleman is in. Dan Quinn has said that Coleman has cleared concussion protocol. Devontae Freeman was running like a savage on this past week. What happens to him and Coleman? How does that split work on Sunday?
Devontae Freeman will get the work as the running back. He'll carry the football out the backfield. He'll get the goal line work. He'll be out there if they get up, which hopefully they don't. He'll be the guy that grinds down the clock. Tevin Coleman is good for about 3 or 4 receptions.
Yeah, I think at worst this is 80-20 Freeman.
Maybe, I agree.
Maybe even higher. And he's coming back off the concussion. Yeah, and Ward as well. I just can't trust Tevin Coleman.
On Atlanta's side.
I think he's a talented player. Yeah, but there's no way I can trust him this week.
On Atlanta's side, I mean, this is the type of football game where you need players like Devontae Freeman. This game is built like for Devontae Freeman rivalry matchup. Gonna have to run the football on the road.
Use the Marshawn Lynch quote.
Yeah, exactly. This is the Devontae Freeman game. He's gonna get every opportunity to take this team to the playoffs. So there you go, right there. Now, and then, speaking of CTE, you know, I remember a couple weeks ago when Artie Burns was like, he's certain that he has CTE.
I did not see that. No.
Even though he doesn't have no concussions on record. So I'm thinking to myself, you certain you have CTE, but you don't have a no concussion history at all. He probably has CTE somewhere. Like, how'd he get it? Nobody knows. But Artie Burns, that's crazy. You never had a concussion. How are you certain you have CTE?
I don't know, man.
I think Artie Burns and Devontae Freeman probably went to school together.
I think my
Artie Burns
went
to Florida State?
High school.
Oh, okay.
I think my friend who used to be in the NFL, I think he's part of that. He's in that group that they're all suing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, they settled, didn't they?
I don't know the whole deal.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a couple of things I want to mention, both fantasy related and not, including the coaching situation in Houston and the Seahawks and CTE, actually. So 844-843-6879. Get those calls on the line. We answer your questions next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
We're back here with you.
What are we doing? Where's Mike Florio? Is Mike Florio online? It's time for me to defend that championship?
Not yet. The championship is Matt's.
Oh, Matt's the champion?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He killed us.
Where's that dude with the tank top at?
844-843-6879.
I just wanted to make... No, it's, this is... Rockin' Raleigh's is a shirts and shoes establishment. You feel what I'm saying?
Let's go to the phone lines.
No shirts, no shoes, no service.
Let's go to the phone lines, finally. Drew in North Carolina, what's going on, dude?
Drew is speechless this morning.
We got Drew here?
I'm feeling good. Fernando.
You want to go to Fernando?
Where's Fernando from?
Chicago.
Fernando, what up, Fernando?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Championship week, baby.
Let go, baby.
Fernando, we trying to win Chip this week. Who you playing against?
I'm trying to take three. Trying to take three out of four. Quick question. Nice. Start nice off with job. Corey Parson offense.
Oh, they Corey might run Parson in offense flex. This week.
Greg Olsen.
Who's the other tight end?
I have Ertz at the tight end. I'm running Ertz. Ertz is my tight end from day one. I got Greg off the wire a couple weeks back, just a stash. Now, he's injury prone. I'm not trying to get cute here. He looked good against the Packers. The Packers supposedly are good against the defense, and look what he did. He was able to shred them. I know Greg's going against Tampa. Tampa's defense sucks, but they're good against the tight end. I'm actually trying to go with McKinnon and go with my gut. But the guy, based on game script, I'm not sure, man. Since week 9, hasn't topped 50 yards or a touchdown. Last game was a breakout.
But he had 7 catches, you know what I'm saying?
For what, 100?
114 yards. Who the Vikings play this week?
Packers Saturday night.
Packers on Saturday night.
They should be able to beat them up.
You know, what if they go up big? But
Murray,
Lent Murray might take a step back, and, you know, McKinnon might eat them touches and get
who's
ready
the rest,
for that
hey, Fernando, who's the rest of the lineup?
Okay. Quarterback Nick Foles over Goff.
Okay.
For sure. Just going to run that hot hand, you know. Shout out.
Shout out to Mike
Beasley.
He was born Mike with the hot hand. Yeah. You from the Shy, you know about Mike
Crabtree
Beasley, though.
Sure. All day.
Crabtree and who?
D. Thomas. Mike Crabtree and D. Thomas, but I'm thinking about putting Wallace. That was my second question.
Yeah, put Wallace
D. Thomas,
in over
we
Thomas.
Don't know who's under center.
Oh, but Brock is back, and Brock okay.
No, 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 no. Paxton Lynch very well could start this.
Okay,
weekend.
Then, you got to put DT on the bench. So, Mike Wallace, Michael Crabtree.
Le'Veon Bell, baby. Okay. Melvin Gordon. Zach Ertz.
I'm going. I
think McKinnon. I think you got enough at running back already, and you got Nick Foles. I would worry about those wide receivers a little bit, but I think Wallace is a good play. It's PPR standard, Fernando.
PPR 10
the dude
league.
I'm playing against in the flex is likely going to run the Corey Parson offense with Ertz and Olsen this week too. See?
Sure.
Corey Parson offense is a thing in week 16.
I'm going McKinnon.
McKinnon?
Yeah.
as the creator of the Corey Parson offense, I would tell you to start Jerick McKinnon this week.
All right, let's go out to Anthony in Boston, Corey's cousin. What's going on, Anthony?
Oh, Tone, what up, baby?
Hey, now, what's going on, everybody? Hey, happy holidays for y'all.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Out
there. Same, thank you. Same to you. I'm glad you played in the championship, son.
Thank you. All because of y'all, man. I want to start off by saying I got the worst dude in the league picking up off the waiver wire, and he don't even got a winning record.
I hate that.
That's not that. It should be locked.
Waiver wire should be locked to non-player. As teams get eliminated, the only team making pickups should be teams that can get some money this weekend.
Not in this league we playing, and they're picking up off the waiver wire, man. Taking guys that I could use.
That's disgusting.
That's not legal.
You know what? I'm not gonna worry about it.
This don't. Yeah. Did you pay your entry fee already? No, don't do that.
Look, just put on some steel toe boots. Make sure they're steel toes, so you kick down that door.
There you go, right there. And then next year, make sure that they had that situated before you pay your entry fee.
All right. I wanted to see if y'all can help me set my lineup.
All right, that's what we have.
That's literally what we're here for, sure.
Get a pen.
All right. My quarterbacks I have is Phillip Rivers and Nick Foyle.
Phillip Rivers or Nick Foles?
I'm going Foles. Okay. I'm playing Foles this week, too, so there we go. We'll go down together.
At running back, I have McCoy, Gordon, Hyde, and Carvin Williams.
All right.
Who's the last guy?
Kern Williams.
Kern Williams.
Shady. I'm going Shady and Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't have to play a third running back, mm-hmm. but I can also play four wide receivers instead of three running backs.
Let's hit the wide receivers. You know, there's two back-to-back championship week teams with Melvin Gordon on them.
I noticed that, yep.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon a ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
We got Can You Dig It?
Can You Dig It? MB.
Yes. Landry.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Gordon.
So there you go. You said the four wide receivers.
Yeah, I'm going.
Over Hyde, for sure.
I really like Martavis Bryant. I'm so scared of him, like, man.
Martavis Bryant against the Patriots seemed like he was feeling this thing. He seemed like he's ready for this.
I agree.
And against this Texans secondary, this guy has the big play opportunity, and it's him and Juju, so... I'm rolling him out there on Christmas Day.
I agree. I will also take Martavis Bryant over Carlos Hyde.
And I love Carlos Hyde.
All right, with Martavis Bryant, would y'all play Wallace, E.D. Westbrook, or Matthew over him?
He's got Wallace. I do like Mike Wallace a lot this week.
Because all three of those are on the waiver wire. Or should I stay with Wallace?
I think I got to stay with Wallace. Wallace is just getting all...
I think you go with Wallace. Martavis Bryant?
I think, for me...
You would go with Wallace over Martavis?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Wallace. Wallace is getting too many targets. The big play should be in effect versus this Colts secondary as well. So, yeah. What's his name's looking better? And, yeah, give me Mike Wallace.
Hey, this is PPR standard.
Yes. Standard.
Martavis has that touchdown upside in that standard, though.
I'm sticking with Martavis Bryant against Houston. I gotta stick with Martavis Bryant.
And last but not least, Charles Clay or Greg Olsen.
Oh, Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen in that one.
I would go with Greg Olsen as well.
All right.
There you go.
I like Wallace too, but I would start Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, I mean,
it's close to call.
It really is. They're both really good matches. But Wallace has seen a ton of work of late.
I think MB got a chance to get in the end zone, and I kind of take that, you know, more importantly, in the standard. You know, don't get me wrong, Mike Wallace can score a touchdown too. I think
MB could have the bigger game.
Yeah, exactly. So, I would go. That's how we would roll it out. Except I would go Martavis. Matt would go with Mike Wallace. But other than that, I think we agree on everything else.
I said Martavis as well. Yeah. So there you go. In case you were wondering what I was thinking, Corey.
I heard you. Okay. I'm sitting right here.
Sure.
Hey, you know Martavis Bryant went to Clemson.
Yes, he did. Let's go out to Trucker Rick. What's up, Trucker Rick?
What up, Rick? Rick playing in the championship. I'm shocked. Now I'm just playing with you, Rick.
Hey, man. No joke, though. the Italian stallions have to sit together.
Oh.
We went with Jimmy G. Yeah. Last week, we got two. Now I'm in two.
Gucci, hey, Gucci Garoppolo. Hey, Rick, you can't play Gucci this week, though, going against Jacksonville. You can't play Gucci Garoppolo this week. So.
Hey, dude, this is why I'm calling, though. I've got now. I got three questions for two teams, and they're critical. All right, first one, a quick one. I've got TFB, and I've got, a guy from Charge Clippers. Rivers.
Rivers
and TFB.
On the waivers. No, I don't care about your waivers. We don't care about the waivers.
No,
I know, it doesn't matter. It's Tom Brady.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Tell me Nick Foles is out there on the waiver wire.
What if it's Nick Foles?
I don't care. Yeah, are you going to start Nick Foles or Tom Brady?
I would.
You are lying.
I'm not lying.
You are so.
Who's been better?
I don't
Nick
care.
Nick Foles played five quarters of football this year.
Nick Foles is going to play four more this week, and he's going to outscore Tom Brady.
You start Nick Foles, and I'll start Tom Brady.
All right, so then y'all start Tom Brady.
Perfect.
You got Tom Brady.
That's exactly what's going on.
Is Nick,
got,
Nick
the
Foles?
The guy's got Knowles. Case Keenum is out there, too. Just stick with TFB, because you guys scared me yesterday. I think Scotty came on and said something weird.
He did.
Like, actually, it kind of made a little sense. So, yeah, remember?
Greg? That's rare.
Yeah, and I and Rick, I yelled at him, too.
I'm not going with Nick Foles on Tom Brady in championship week. I'm
no
sorry.
Way.
No way in hell.
No way!
All right?
Okay, so
maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Forget about Keith Keenum. Forget about Rivers, right?
Roll Brady out there, but I don't want these people yelling at us.
What's in that orange juice that you're saying that?
Vodka.
All right, this is the bigger one. I won't get to the wide receivers because you're going to go, but this is big. You guys remember when Flynn came in? It was week 15 or 16. He came in, he went crazy with when Rodgers was out. He went crazy, right? Check this out. This is my thinking. Because all I've got is Mariota, because I had to drop Jimmy G.
Oh, God.
All I've got is Mariota.
Oh, no.
The dude is loaded against me. So I'm thinking, man, I think Larry Fitzgerald's going to go off. I think they're going to get him at least two, maybe even three touchdowns against those damn Giants. I'm thinking, what about can't Drew Stanton do 275 and three? And I know it's crazy, but I've got to do something because I don't trust Mariota.
I don't trust Mariota neither. I'll take him to run one in, maybe throw a couple. I'm going Mariota.
You can't start Drew Stanton, Rick. You can't start Drew Stanton.
Can't do that, Rick.
Yeah. As bad as Mariota is, you gotta.
Rick,
you gotta
go
fix. You gotta go fix somebody up, Rick. You gotta get something. You can't do that.
I would start Jimmy G over Drew Stanton.
Yeah, I would start Gucci. Yeah, I would go with Gucci.
Would you start Mariota or Garoppolo?
That's a tough call right there.
I might be drinking some of that Tito's and orange juice. Jimmy G.
According to the link, Jimmy G. is listed as 24, Marcus Mariota 19.
Yeah, he's got Jimmy G behind you still.
He does. I'll start Marcus Mariota over both of them. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. Is Mike live for the final time of the 2017 fantasy football season? Stick around. More Roto Express coming your way right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
By the way, Matt, how about the Seahawks getting fined $100,000 for their BS Russell Wilson concussion protocol?
I think it should have been more.
Every year, this coaching staff gets fined $100,000 for something. Every year.
Yeah.
That corrupt Pete Carroll.
If they really want to send a message, you got to make it even more. For an issue that's so important,
yeah.
So vital,
yeah.
on the front line of the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. $100,000, Seattle was fined. Also, I did want to mention this. Do you think this is the end of Bill O'Brien in Houston?
I think he might have survived because of
Deshaun Watson's injury. Yeah. Supposedly, somebody wrote that they can't. I don't remember who it was yesterday. I'm forgetting now. That this is they cannot. I think it was Albert Breer said it off the Monday Morning Quarterback. He said he cannot see this coaching staff and this regime returning intact.
I don't think they should, but I think he might have bought himself that because of how they looked when they had.
Do you think he's a good coach?
I think he's all right at best. I don't. I for all the accolades he got and stuff, he was post. He wasn't able to do anything with any of these other quarterbacks.
But to be fair, they all suck.
Yeah,
I guess Case Keenum doesn't. Case Keenum doesn't.
Okay, but he's the head coach, and you got to at some point be able to get a quarterback right in there.
I'm sure identified Brock Osweiler, and it was obviously a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. And look, Watson, for whatever you want to say, didn't start Week One. I don't care what they said, but Watson didn't start Week One. Tom Savage had to be epic Tom Savage that first half for him to get Watson in.
You're absolutely right. And with that, it is time to bring in, for the final time of the 2017 fantasy football season, Michael Florey. What's going on, Mikey?
What's up?
Sorry I'm late. The wait staff were admiring my hardware. The belt.
I bet he was. I was going to say, I don't know what that means.
Tom Burns, please just hit the music. And let's
my
begin.
Championship belt.
Matt Mojica, you are your defending champion.
I'll go last today.
You will go last today, which means I will lead us off. What's going on, Mikey?
Wait, didn't yesterday we determine Corey was the defending champion?
Oh, I was lying to Corey. Matt's the
defending champion. Well, doesn't Corey go first?
You want to go last? No, I go first.
I'm going last.
So I go first. Okay. We go the same order every time.
I don't know.
All right, let's do it.
Damn, let Scott. They should let Scott play one more time.
He likes the hardware.
Drew Brees leaves all quarterbacks and passes completed inside the red zone. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Alright. False.
True.
I'm going true as well.
It is true. He has 51 completions.
Rats.
It's one thing he does every year.
He throw the ball to Alvin Kamara.
He does indeed. 1 point each for Corey and Matt. I am at zero. Question number two.
Jarvis Landry leads all wide receivers in targets inside the 10-yard line.
Jarvis Landry leads all wide receivers in targets inside the 10-yard line. That, my friend, is false.
I'm going to say false as well.
Yeah, sure. False.
It is false. Only one wide receiver.
You know who it is.
Has more.
I knew it was. I should know this.
All right, Corey.
Only one wide receiver has more. Targets inside the 10-yard line?
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
And it's a wide receiver.
It's not Alvin Kamara.
Does it have to be a receiver?
I believe it's a wide receiver.
It is a wide receiver.
Okay. Wide receiver.
I'll just say, because Jimmy Graham leads the NFL in this.
I was going to go Jimmy
Graham. You
cannot
guess him.
Okay. It's not Jimmy Graham. That's not what we're looking for here. Jeez.
Cooper Kupp?
No.
Davante Adams?
That's a good one.
No.
Not the right answer, though.
Oh, I think.
Oh, you got another chance. Corey doesn't get it right now.
Dez Bryant.
That's what I was going to say.
No.
And that was not right.
I guess Cooper Kupp and Dez Bryant fell down that leaderboard. They were both up there.
Looking for wide receivers targeted inside the 10, I believe, is what we're looking for here.
Yes, inside the 10.
Names that I would think to be there. Inside the 10, I want to just throw something at
him. I have a crazy answer.
Is it Josh Doctor?
That was what I was going to say!
No.
Oh, good. I cannot believe that's where we both came up with the Josh Doctor.
He does get targeted.
He does. Wow, that's wild. All right. Wide receiver. Inside the 10-yard line. That's probably not right. I will go with... I'll go Devin Funchess.
No.
Is it Antonio
Greg,
Brown?
If I was there, I would just start banging the table.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, there it was.
Keenan Allen.
All right, Corey and Matty, you have two. I have one. Question number three is Matt Modica's.
I have this belt.
Nelson Aguilar leads all Eagles in red zone targets.
Nelson Aguilar leads all Eagles. False.
True.
False.
Greggy gets his point back.
Wow. I was thinking it's going to be Zach Ertz.
18.
That's why I thought it was right.
Ertz is third. Ertz has 15 and Alshon has 16. Wow.
There you go. We are all tied up.
I thought Aguilar's were more from like outside.
Fair enough. We're all tied up at three. Question number four is mine.
According to UberFacts, Thailand has more 7-Eleven than the United States.
Who?
Thailand has more 7-Elevens than the United States. I believe it's a true statement.
This is an exhibition question, or this one counts?
Counts.
I'm going to go true.
Yeah, this is so wild. I'm going to go true as well. We have the Circle K and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Wawa.
This is true.
Wawa's delicious.
Do we ever have exhibition questions?
No, we don't. Question number five, please.
Was that the right answer?
Yes.
Oh, so we all got that point for
yes.
that. All right, cool.
We're all tied.
Shout out to Wawa.
DeAndre Hopkins had the most targets in week 15.
Who question is
you.
This?
You.
Darn it. False.
False.
False. I think I know the answer. I go last.
It was false. Greggy, you have a chance, though.
I'm last.
Three players.
Okay. I know one. I know one.
Say that again. What's the...
Most targets in week 15. DeAndre Hopkins was fourth. There's three players ahead of him.
Sterling Shepard.
That is correct.
Point for Corey. Please don't say my guy, Matt.
I'm really drawing a blank here.
Thank God.
Most targets in week four.
Week 15.
Week 15. Michael Thomas.
No.
I got really nervous because you almost said it. It's Michael Crabtree.
Yes, you're right there.
He was number one.
I knew that. I knew the answer to that one. Whew! You said Michael. I was ready to throw something
at you.
If I
can get two of these three.
Yeah, it'd be good for you.
I feel like they all were on my opponent's team last week.
They might have
That's been. Why he was able to take me down. I'm trying to think. When did Son leave the game? Let me go Keelan Cole.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh. I really don't know. It has to be a wide receiver, right?
I don't think so. Does it have to be a wide receiver, Michael?
It doesn't.
Rob Gronkowski?
No.
Ooh, it does not have to be a wide receiver. And the last one, thank God for this question. I'm going to go with, I don't know. I have no idea. Evan Ingram.
No.
All right, who was
Randall
it?
Cobb.
That's a good one. I was going to say Devontae Adams.
Gotcha. All right, so with that, I believe Corey and I are up a point now on Mr. Matt Modica. Question number six, please.
DJ Foster was the most targeted running back in week 15.
Wow.
I don't like this question. Who's this?
It's Matt's.
Oh, good.
I will say false.
I'm going to say true. Seems crazy.
What? Can you repeat the question?
DJ Foster had the most...
I asked for Mr. Florio to complete the... you know what?
DJ
I don't
Foster
care.
Was the most targeted running back in...
For false. The question answer there is false. It's not true.
It is... Fall. Only one running Good. Back had more, though.
Wayne Gallman.
No.
Thank God.
That was a good guess, too.
One running back had more, and his name was Todd Gurley.
No.
Damn it.
I think I might.
I gave you back the point.
Don't get this right, Corey.
Running backs, week 15. I got two.
Oh, I have an answer as well.
Kenyon Drake.
That is huge for Corey. Yes, it is Kenyon Drake.
I wouldn't leave me on Mel, so well, I know. Wow. Corey is now up two.
So Cat 11
over Matt 9.
Cat 9.
Cat Matt 2 over I. We have question number 7 here. 7, please.
Outside of Antonio Brown and DeAndre Hopkins, the obvious guys, Julio Jones is the only wide receiver with over 1,200 yards.
True.
I go first, so thank you. I'll say true.
gave Greg a point. True.
And Corey. Yeah. Matt, will you say true?
Yes.
Is it answer true, Mike Florio?
It is true. As much as we don't like Julio, he's still getting the yard. Below.
Yeah, I saw that. All right. Three questions remain. Corey Parson, a 2-point advantage. Who's going to win? Who's going to win in Week 16? Come back and find out.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
All right, final five. I want to get to it quickly. We got an Uber question, and then we got two more last football ones. So here we go. Uber fact number 8 belongs to Corey Parson. Let's do it, Florio.
According to Uber fact, double stuffed Oreos are not actually double stuffed.
True. This is ridiculous.
I said true as well.
Sure.
It is true. They're only 1.8%.
Scott would say, if he was here, all the Uber facts are true.
All right, there we go. We made it past that. Back to the football.
Scott Engel's an old
fool. Corey, you are up 2 points. You're up 2 points right now.
Two questions
to go. Matt Modica is up with question number 9. Let's do it.
Todd Gurley leads all running backs and carries inside the 5-yard line.
Todd Gurley. False.
True.
Could lock it up right there.
That was huge. It is true.
Wow!
Florio changed the script.
He did.
Next to the last question is always false. Usually. Get some options.
Wow, Todd Gurley, there you go. I thought it made sense. Wow.
Yeah, no, I thought it made sense, but I figured I had to catch up here.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I was like, who the hell is the guy that's got more?
I did change question 10, so you guys are not out of it yet.
Oh, we're not out of it yet. All right, Corey Parson, you're up 3. Right. Question number 10, I go first. What's the question you're at, Mike Florio?
Name the 6 running backs who have already rushed for 1,000 yards.
Name the 6 running backs that have already rushed for 1,000 yards. I go first because you decided to go last. 6 running backs that have already rushed for 1,000 yards. I will go with Todd Gurley.
That is correct.
There's 1 point for me. Corey?
Don't you have the opportunity to name all 6?
I don't know. I've never had this before.
No. It was...
All right. No, I do not.
I was thinking you all like you're guessing. Rather than just say true or false.
All right. So I got Todd Gurley, and it moves on to you.
Okay. You got Todd Gurley. I will go with Mark Ingram.
That is correct. I thought he was going to be the one that people forgot.
All right.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
LeSean McCoy.
Yes. You guys are good at this.
All right, 4. Corey, if he gets this one right, he wins.
1,000-yard running back. Give me... This is... It is his son. Does son have 1,000-yard rushing? Give me Alvin Kamara.
Incorrect.
Ooh, we got a shot. It's open.
Kareem Hunt.
That is correct.
Jordan Howard.
that is the final answer.
And with that, we fall 1 point short of the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, which means your winner and new is Mike Lyon champion, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. The first of many championships for Corey this weekend.
Yeah, there you go, right there. I'm kind of in my zone right now.
You are. Corey, what's coming up next on the Frenzy?
Coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, we're going to go game by game through some of the action for this weekend. We're going to break it down, let you know you can get out there. We'll talk about certain players, how they perform. So we'll try to get 2 hours of a good, full look back at the season. So it'll be fun. And we're going to take Don Burns open up the telephone lines from the jump. So this way we can get everybody in that needs help on championship weekend.
All right. There you...
Congrats to Corey today.
Congrats to Corey. Big man taking home the Todd Gurley question.
I think it was
did
the
it.
Belt that had it.
It was the damn Todd Gurley question. I knew that was true.
Yeah, I knew it was true too, but I just figured it was going to be one person.
I agree.
Who I had no idea who it was going
to
be.
Same. I thought it was Gurley the whole time, but Corey Parson is smart enough to say it's true and take it home. Didn't play defense, played offense, and offense wins you championships. For the Fantasy Executive, for Wall Street, Matt Modica, my name is Greg Sussman. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Frenzy is next. Good luck at championship weekend. We will see you on Monday.